Our freeways are the circulatory system that keeps our economic heart pumping. When they get congested, they start to put our economy at risk. The traffic data company INRIX says the worst stretch in our region is I-5 from Northgate to downtown. And the worst time of the day is the afternoon rush. From a car in the heart of Seattle's congestion, KUW's Carolyn Adolph reports on what we're up against and how we could get traffic moving again.
Think of I-5 as an aging athlete. He's near 60, and he still pumps cars at volumes beyond what engineers thought possible. But there's more demand than ever, and congestion hurts more and more. The worst of it is probably near the ship canal.
And foot on the brake, and power button.
I'm headed there with Mark Hallenbeck at the wheel. He's director of the State Transportation Center at the University of Washington. We've been crawling along since Northgate, and it's hot. Whatever's happening up ahead is blocking the flow.
As soon as it goes down, you're doomed, and it's down, and it will stay down until 7:30.
It's not even 3:30. We're waiting to be hit with a triple whammy. Three on-ramps spitting cars onto the freeway. One from the left, two from the right. It's a choke point with a difference, because some of the cars coming in from the right are headed for the 520 bridge, and they have to weave like crazy to get there. They hold up traffic across every lane, creating a cascade effect. This move has a name. It's called a C-class weave. We get to see exactly how it works.
Of course, we're going to let the Prius in. So I've let him in, and that let the Toyota get in front of the post office truck.
And I saw the driver of the mail truck here grimacing away like he knows what's about to happen.
He does. He's a professional. You got to figure he's out in this every day.
Now the derby starts.
Lots of moves. See all this movement. And again, one of the problems in congestion is more and more people try to make these moves, which limits how quickly the road will actually recover. Here goes the Camry. He's gone. That's his third lane change. Here. Oh, now you see how we're starting to pick up here, though? We've gotten through the worst of that weave. You know, oh, there goes the Camry. Here's his fourth. There was our first official C-class weave person who made all four movements.
The designers of I-5 back in the 50s did not foresee what a problem this would be. They weren't even sure there would be a Highway 520.
Because who was going to live on that godforsaken, you know, eastern side of the lake? Because very few people lived there.
You're from the eastern side of the lake.
I lived on the eastern side of the lake. I had a sheep pasture behind my house.
This was obviously before Microsoft. The C-class weave is not the only problem on our highways.
There's an accident on southbound Highway 99 at Spokane Street. It's been blocking lanes there for a couple of hours. As expected, cars are stacked up on the side streets and on southbound I-5, so pack your patience and give.
Besides accidents, I-405 at Bellevue is tough. The S-curves in Renton live in infamy, and I-5 north into the downtown can easily be described as soul-destroying. INRIX says we spend 38 hours a year trapped in our cars. That's a working week out of our lives every year. It's a headache for drivers, but it also has an economic cost. Boeing has complained that it can't get truck deliveries on time. Microsoft invested in commuter vans so congestion doesn't upset the talent. And Amazon moved right downtown so everyone could use public transit. Fine for now. But Mark Hallenbeck says if it gets worse, all bets are off.
When companies who are mobile choose to go elsewhere, then you have a real, real problem. You could see in the future, if we don't start to address things, when that will happen.
We could throw money at the problem, but Washington's legislature is at an impasse about a transportation funding package. It's been holding up a lot of projects. But ironing out the problem at the ship canal is not one of them.
Is that fixable?
Reasonably, I would say not.
That's Mark Leff, the chief traffic engineer for our region. He's at the Regional Traffic Management Center in Shoreline. It's like the deck of the Starship Enterprise, with screens showing every car jam in the region. He says a design workaround, like building an overpass to take people to the 520, could easily cost $500 million.
It's probably more than that.
So are we stuck? Maybe not for long. Here's an old idea that's taking shape now. Driverless cars.
As father chooses the route in advance on a push-button selector, electronics take over complete control. With no driving responsibility, the family relaxes together.
That was Disney's Magic Highway from 1958, which also predicted in-car navigation and suburbia. Lars Christian of Seattle has been studying the rise of the driverless car. These cars, like the ones Google is developing, can travel super close together because they eliminate all the little human errors that force us to keep big spaces between our cars. It's like an instant bigger highway.
It is the next great technological leap, and we should give them the lane as soon as we can. We'll find that they have a dramatic effect on congestion, even in the next 5 to 10 years.
That is something that will be explored. We're not there yet.
Mark Leth says WashDOT is thinking about a solution for the ship canal, and it does involve a dedicated lane. But he can't say yet what kinds of cars will be allowed to drive it, or when it will happen. Isn't that just like the future? We get there when we get there. I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.